I try to make other people's lives better. Try to give, at least for our clients and their families, we come alongside. We're almost like a surrogate family member. We try to give them peace of mind that, you know, when their parents or loved ones are at home, that they're protected, that they're safe, and that they're being cared for. And if something goes on, they know about it immediately.
That's Tom Bolander. He owns and operates a home care agency in Annapolis, Maryland, right on the Chesapeake Bay. We're going to talk to Tom about hiring caregivers to help you care for your family loved one in episode 29 of Raising Rents.
Hello, Rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife, Phyllis, and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us Rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host, and welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. By the way, this show is made possible with the support of Comfort Care. Comfort Care is a national home care provider, and they truly do help you live your best life possible. Welcome back to the show if you're a listener of Raising Rents podcast, and welcome if you're new to the show. I'm glad you found us. In our previous episodes 26 and 27, we discussed hiring home care to help you care for a family loved one so that they can continue to live at home independently and safely. Home care is day 17 of the 30-day preparation plan to care for an aging adult. Recently, I was at Comfort Care's national conference and had the opportunity to talk to quite a few owners and operators of Comfort Care home care agencies from all over the continent. I want to share some great tips these passionate providers share with me that come from the experience of hiring many caregivers. Here's more from Tom about what they do as a home care provider.
Spend time with family members. We're on the phone a lot, talking with them. We're the communication. We're the eyes and ears for them on their loved ones. If something's going on, we report a good day. We report bad things. We try to intervene before anything happens that's too serious. We have families that are traveling over the world with their sailboats right now, and their dad's back home in their house. He's 98 years old, and we make sure he's taken care of.
So making sure someone is being well taken care of is not just about hiring the right agency. The right agency has to also be hiring the right caregivers, like the one that cares for Uncle Clyde.
You know, I'm going to tell you about Uncle Clyde. Uncle Clyde's a new client of ours. He's just moved to assisted living, but he had no children of his own. He lived down in the Annapolis area. His daughter was in New Jersey, and she would come down every weekend to take care of Uncle Clyde. But Uncle Clyde had a little dementia, and he thought it was good to clean his house out by throwing things in his garage from inside the house and everything else. So we came alongside Uncle Clyde, and one of our wonderful caregivers adopted Uncle Clyde and realized that, you know, she wouldn't leave his house until he was in bed at night, even though the family couldn't afford 24/7 care. So she stayed and went the extra mile, and when he needed something, whether he was going to the senior center or not, she went with him. As a matter of fact, there's such a bond between that caregiver and that Uncle Clyde now that he's in assisted living. She still goes over to stay with him during the week, at least for the time being, until he gets acclimated to that environment.
That's pretty incredible for a caregiver to do that. As a caregiver, you not only love what you do, but you have to love working for the agency that you do. I asked Tom what makes him a little different from other agencies and gives him the ability to hire caregivers like the one for Uncle Clyde.
Most of our caregivers come from other caregivers. You know, we invest in our caregivers. They love working for us. They said we've had comments that they've never worked like an agency or never worked for anybody that's really appreciated them as much as we do. So we try to go out. We try to give them their families. We know they're away from their home, so we'll buy a gift certificate for a place for them to go, favorite restaurant, whatever it is, and try to, pour back into them. A lot of them like training. So we try to invest in the training. We have what's called Learn Home Care, and they can get on and they can do the seminars And we also try, or we're just beginning, a mentor program where we have some of our best caregivers have the younger ones or people that are new to it come into it and learn what it's like to be a caregiver. So when you're doing those services throughout the day, you're just not sitting there texting on your phone, which is a large complaint in our industry, but you're actually engaging with the client. So that's some of the big areas. The last thing we try to do, and my wife and I talk about this, is we try to emulate the Chick-fil-A model. So when we go out and we hire people, we have gotten to the point where it's like, we are hiring for heart first. You're in this business because of compassion. You want to help people. You love people. You want to give back. And if we can find people like that, we can train them to do what they need to do. And they feel fulfilled in what they're doing. And the clients feel fulfilled as well.
By the way, just like a great trusted resource for hiring good caregivers is from another good caregiver, the same thing applies when you're checking references. A good trusted source is a client that caregiver has taken care of in the past. Tom explains.
Well, you know, I think they need to ask for references from the other clients of the home care agency and find out why that family chose that particular home care agency. What about them makes them special that they want to retain their services? And that's where most of our business comes from right now, is really from other family members or other families in the community. We live in a tight-knit community. People know each other. And so when we get recommended into a family, they expect a certain level of service, and we try to go the extra mile by becoming that surrogate family member that can be trusted.
I want to go back to Tom's comment about hiring for heart. That cannot be easy. I asked Tom, how do you do that?
Well, a lot of it is you can tell by sitting down, talking to someone, if they've cared for other family members of their own. A lot of them have. You know, they've done it for a long time. They talk about their experiences. You can tell that there's a genuine care there. They're not doing it for money. They've done it volunteering their own time and effort. And you get a sense that these are people that are loving and caring. A lot of them that our caregivers go to church with us or have I've known through years through different churches and stuff. So we have a lot to come from the church population around our area.
I asked Tom, what are some questions that someone should be asking when speaking with a home care agency in hiring a caregiver for their family loved one?
Well, first thing is, what are the minimum hours? And we typically say, you know, to find somebody, we'd like to match a caregiver up that's hopefully going to be the same caregiver as much as possible. We can't guarantee that. But we ask for a minimum number of hours of 4, which is like, you know, we understand finances is tough. It's private pay most of the time, unless there's long-term care insurance. Then we also say, well, what kind of training do your caregivers go through? How do you vet your caregivers? And we go through all the steps that we do to that. We do background checks. We do drug testing. We do job references, those sorts of things. So we try to vet the people to make sure that they're safe, they're honest, that they won't come into the house, that they're doing what you would expect one of your own family members to be doing at the same time. They ask about cost. They ask about quality of care. They ask about references sometimes. Can we drive them to doctor's appointments? Will we go to doctor's appointments with them? Can we take notes with them when we go to the doctor's appointments with them? Can you cook? Can you prepare meals for them? Can you leave a meal? How often can you report back to me on what's going on in the house? Do you have a venue for doing that?
Join us on the next episode where we continue this series on how to hire a caregiver to help you care for your family loved one. Thank you for listening to the Raising Rents podcast. If you have any questions or feedback, please go to our website, www.raisingrents.com, and click on the contact tab. Let us know about any topics that you may want covered. You can also find the show notes and references to anything we talked about on the website. Until we talk again, remember, our parents raised us. The least we could do is help raise them. Talk to you later.